Can the ocean clean itself? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've heard about the North Pacific garbage patch.
Gosh, it's a junkyard.
Line, stirrers, a nice toothbrush.
The internet videos are revolting, and most of it is plastic that slowly deteriorates and makes its way into fish, eventually becoming an unintended seafood additive. And it was while scuba diving that this young man decided enough was enough.
While diving in Greece, I came across more plastic bags than fish.
His name is Boyan Slat, and as a high school student in Holland, he came up with an idea for cleaning up the trash soup. Instead of sending ships to scoop it all up, which would be extremely expensive besides taking thousands of years, he would take advantage of the circular ocean currents that created the garbage patches in the first place by anchoring stationary V-shaped floating booms in such a way that the current itself funnels the garbage into the elbow of the V, where a conveyor belt would continuously lift it into a floating silo for recycling.
Using a single 100-kilometer array for 10 years, almost half the plastic within the North Pacific garbage patch can be removed.
100 kilometers, that's a 60-mile-long garbage funnel. Last week, he set up a crowdfunding page to raise 2 million euros for a pilot project. As of today, he's still about 1.8 million short, but he has time. Boyan Slat is only 19 years old. You can find out more at theoceancleanup.com. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.